Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special school for Rabbi Shichli. The Nishmas Mitzvahs by Shmuel, Rabbi Chaim Skinner, Rabbi Chaim 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 Zev, Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas Ben Yaakov Tzvi, Rabbi Ben Zishim Rabbi Yosef. The Tosis in the Seches Gittin Adaf Lamed Gimel that we've been discussing at length asks, how were Mechayev a woman Misa when she's Mizaneh? Maybe they're going to uproot the she'll uproot the he'll uproot the marriage. He can send a get. He could send a get to the woman, and then he's mevatel shelo b'fanei, goes in front of the beis and mevatel the get. So what did it do to the marriage? We know the marriage. The rabbis uproot the marriage. It never happened. So if the rabbis uproot the marriage and it never happened, then how on earth do you ever mechayev a woman? Are you ever mechayev a woman misa? Prisoners. Maybe the husband will uproot the marriage. And therefore the whole Asrah is not even Asrah. The Asrah is Asrah Safek. Because when you give hasra, you don't know, even if she does this ma'aseh znus, maybe afterwards the marriage is going to be uprooted, and it turns out it wasn't a ma'aseh znus. So the hasra is not a hasra. So Tosfos answers, Ve'oduk minin achizkasa. Second Teretz is Ramamad and Rechazaka. Now she's in a suah, and therefore he assumes she's going to remain in a suah, and that's why it's not considered hasra safek. Otherwise, a nazir who drinks wine or is metamei lemeisa, why does he get malchus? Because if we say to him, says Tosis, don't drink, he's chayav on each one. It's hasra safek. Maybe he'll be shalin his nazirus. So it must be, we're mamad in his cheskas nazirus, so we're mamad her. And her cheskas being a nesua. Ad kan, midivrei kodsho, shel, at Tosafot. The Maal Shah has a great diktuk here. He says, why does Tosfos say Al Tishta twice? Al Tishta once is enough. You say to him Al Tishta and he drinks, he gets Malchus. Why? It's Asra Safek. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos insists that he's talking about a case where he's proving it for the fact that if you say to him, don't drink twice, he's Chayev on each one. To say, if you don't drink once, he's Chayev. That's the Kash of Tosfos. That's Kashi the Maharsha and Tosfos. How come it says, Al Tishta Pamayim? So the Tumim answers in Siman Ayin Gimel, Choshin Mishpot. Based on the Gemara in Shavuos, Tav Chav Zayin, the Rabbah says, if a person makes a Shavu on a Kikar and he eats it, he makes a Shavu that he's not going to eat a loaf of bread and he eats it. If he leaves a Kazayas, then he can still ask on it because it's still relevant, the Shavu is relevant. But if he eats the whole thing, then he can't ask on the Shavu anymore. Can't be shalom on the shvur, can't put the shvur because it's not relevant anymore. So, if that's true, we can have a case of a nazir who drinks wine and gets malchus. How can you have a case of a nazir who drinks wine and gets malchus? What about Asuah Safik? Maybe he'll be shoyal. The answer is, one time it's not Asra and Safek because maybe he's drinking it at the very end of his Nazirus. If he's drinking at the end of his Nazirus, then he can no longer be shoyal and his Nazirus because it's over. He said, once it's over, you can't be shoyal anymore. Like Rabbi says, once it's over, can't be shol on the shul anymore once he eats the whole loaf. So once the days of Nezilus are up, he can't be shol on the Nezilus. That's true. So we have a case where a person's going to get Malkus for drinking wine when he's in Nazir, and we have no Hasra Suffolk problem because it's going to be too late. He can't be Shaul afterwards because the time is up. He drinks Berega Acharon, and it's too late to be Shaul. And that's why Tosfos says, yeah, but what about if he says, Al Tishta Pamayim? He's Chayiv Shtayim. How's he Chayiv Shtayim? Bishlam on the second Shtia. You can give him Malkus, and it's not a Slas Suffolk Shemi Yishal, because we're talking about where the second Shtia was at the last moment of his Nezirus. And after that, there's no more an Isser to be Shaya, to be Shaysa. There's no more Isser to drink wine, because the Nezirus is over. And that's why it's Ka'achla Kula. That's why it's like he ate the whole loaf of bread, and therefore the Shvuah isn't relevant anymore. You can't be Shaul on the Shvuah. Here too, the Nezirus days have elapsed. And it's no longer relevant, so you can't be Shaul in the Nezilus anymore. That's if he drinks once. So I understand why he gets Malkus, but it's not a Sula Sufik. But the Kasha is, how does he get Malkus for the first drinking? Since we see that they gave him a Sula twice, Al Tishte, Hareze Mochiach, Shebishat Shtia Rishona, Adayin Eyalu Zman Lishtot, Beisur Shtia Shnia. And it says Shebishat Shtia Rishona. So when he drank the first time, there was still time to drink more. There was still time to uproot the Nezirus, because you see he drank a second time within the time span of the Nezirus. So when he drank the first time, there was obviously time to uproot it. There was obviously time to be shoyl. So how does he get Malkus for the first time? It's a Slas Suffolk. Maybe he'll be shoyl on the Nezirus. It's a Slas Suffolk. Boisa Shah Dain Lo Kali Me Nezirusoi. So he could have been Shaul in his Nezirus. So therefore, that's Givaldik, says the Tumim. That's why Tosfos says, that's the Kashi Masha. He says, Al Tishta Pamayim. He says, Al Tishta twice. So for the second shtia, maybe it was at the end of the Nezirus. So you can't be shol on that, so it's definitely not a sola, so it's not a sola suffik. But for the first drinking, there was still time to be shol, because you see that he drank a second time. So it's not a sola suffik the first time. How do you give him Malkus for that? So it must be that he has his ches chazaka, that he's a Nazir. So that's why Tosfos says, Al Tishta twice, to show you that we're talking about a case where even though he had time to be shol on the Nezirus, it doesn't matter because he's a cheskas Nazir. And if it would have just been one Al Tishteh, that wouldn't have proven anything, because maybe the time was up and he drank at the end of his Nezirus, and that's why he gets Malkus. Ad kan teirutzo shel atumim v'divrei pi chochem chein. However, yesh lehoir al divrei atumim, says Moreno v'Rabbeinu Reb Nosson, that if he drinks b'mishlam yomin ezirusoi, he gets Malkus, because there's no hasra suffik. In other words, if he drinks at the very end of his nezirus, it's not considered a hasra suffik that he might be shoyl in the nezirus, since rega achar hashtia, he can't be shoyl anymore, because kvar over zman ezirusoi, because the time has already elapsed. Ba'be kach l'kula, it's like he ate the whole loaf, and he can no longer be shol on the shua, so too the Nezirus is up, and he can no longer be shol on the Nezirus. L'choira, even if he drinks wine, at the end of his main Nezirus, it's still Asura Safek. Because we don't know b'diyuk when the day's going to end, and when the night's going to begin. Because between day and night, there's something called Zman Bein Hashmashes that we all know about. Safek Yayim, Safek Laila. Ayin Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aled on the base. Bein Hashmashes is Safek Yayim, Safek Laila. ובזוי, אם יש לה ברגע האחרון של ימי נזירותו, if he drinks at the last moment fez nizirus. For example, if he made a neder to be a nazir for 30 days, and he drinks wine at the last moment of the 30th day, so it's yom vaday, he still shouldn't get malchus. It's asra safek. You can't say, oh, he can't be shown as nizirus anymore, because man nizirus passed, and it's ka'ach l'kula dey nishalim aleha, no. Because rega achar yom shloshim, vaday, it's still begedel sofik yom sofik laila. Even after he drinks, because it's bein hashmashas, when I give him a sra at the last moment of the 30th day that he shouldn't drink, maybe he'll be shol bein hashmashas. Maybe he'll be shol bein hashmashas. Because then there's a suffix if the shale is effective, because it might still be day. And if you can't give him malchus, because maybe Ben Hashmashas is still day, and his nazirus is continuing, even Ben Hashmashas. So he can be shale in his nazirus. You can't give him malchus. So why does the tumim have to have, how can the tumim say his teretz that one al tishteh isn't good enough to prove that he is a cheskas nazir, because that he can't be shaylan, because it was at the last minute. Ma pitom. If it's at the last minute, he can still be shaylan ben hashmashas. Because ben hashmashas might also be day. You can't say, obviously, you're giving him malchus when he drank at the end of Ben Hashmashas, because you can't give him malchus because it's not day anymore. It may not be day. So the teretz of the tumim seems shver. How do we say that it's asuras, it's not asuras sofik at the last moment of the day? When it is, he could be shel Ben Hashmashas, and it's a sofik, maybe it's still day. And memela, you can't give him malchus misofik. Maybe it would shel Ben Hashmashas. So to answer Divrei Kotshoi shel ha-tumim, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu of Nosson, that we can have a case where a person drinks one shti and it's not a sla suffix. And he was mekabel nezirus behed yad yoyim ploini rakat shel shuvada yoyim. But when Ben Hashmashas begins, he wasn't Makabal of Nazirus. So if he's explicit about that, and then he drinks at the last moment, then he can't be Shoyal anymore, because the Nazirus already went away with Vados. So that would be a nice Yishuv for Divrei Atum. Tum doesn't say that, but you can explain it. That would be a tzil, like the Tumim said. Tumim said, Stami said, let's say 30 days, and then he drinks the end of the 30th day. So there we said, no, he can be Shoyal Ben Hashmashas. But he said explicitly, I'm only not going to drink wine until Shkia of the 30th day. And he says explicitly, and then he drinks a moment before Shkia. So that's not a Hasra Safek, because afterwards it's too late to be Shaila. So that's a possibility. And Yesh Laharich B'chol Zeh. And Yesh Od Harubeh Harubeh Maladaber Morai V'Rabotai. And let us say Hazeh. I hope we get to it. Please stay tuned, and we should be zeicha to see continuing in the flaws gedolos mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.